Our guest in the cafe this morning is the director of the Commerce Chamber of Commerce, Paul Voss. Good morning.
Morning, John Mark. How are you?
I'm great. You're doing something with the chamber that I think is interesting, and it's a program, sort of a promotional endeavor called This Is Our Commerce. What's
That's
that
right.
about?
Well, This Is Our Commerce is just a brainchild of some of the members of the chamber, and it's more of a to try to get an inclusiveness with our, if that's a good word, I'll coin my own word here, inclusiveness with the rest of the town, and in being involved with the chamber, and the chamber members reaching out to people that are not chamber members, that are reaching out to other businesses in town as well as other entities in town. And I told you before we were talking about doing the thing with the college, getting more involved with the college, mm-hmm. and we've already started that through the athletic department. Through, you know, we have chamber members that are on the executive board that are from the college, and that's just a really good thing. And I think that the more inclusive we can make everybody in commerce with their participation in the chamber and the chamber's participation with them, and we're not going to just limit it to just the chamber being promoting business and commerce. There's a lot of other things that I think the chamber needs to be involved in. And Velvet Womack here in town with Fire and Ice is doing a great program with clipping coupons and people helping with budgets. And she's got some really great ideas. And that's one of the things that we want to do as well. So we're trying to bring a lot of people in, a lot of different views in, and don't be surprised. The Chamber of Commerce may have its little title on, not title, but their name on some of the things that are going around commerce, and we're really looking forward to that.
Just trying to get people to work together.
Absolutely.
More effectively.
Absolutely.
Yeah, and we had Lavelle Hendricks from the university on recently talking about a promotion that he's behind, and the city and the school district and the university, to get university staff and faculty to shop in commerce in a particular week in October, because a lot of those folks come in from out of town every day.
That's true. And Lavelle and I have talked about that, about doing it when he's going to do it in October, and we're definitely going to support that. That's one of the programs we're going to support. One of the other ones is Small Business Saturday. That comes up the day after Black Friday. And everybody knows about Black Friday, what happens after Thanksgiving for that. Small Business Saturday nationwide is on that Saturday after Thanksgiving. And that's another one of the things that Velvet Womack is really helping us with and promoting that. And I think there's a real good opportunity for commerce to do a lot of things that all rolls back to This Is Our Commerce. We all want everybody to be included in it, and that means everyone.
We're talking with Paul Voss, who's the director of the Commerce Chamber of Commerce. Now, you tell me, you've had a lot of new members join the chamber lately.
Well, we have. We've got, I don't know if you've eaten over at the Black Angus Grill yet.
Oh, we have, indeed.
And Black Angus Grill is one of our – we've been talking to him for 2 months while he's been working to get that up and going. And through all the problems that he had getting the building ready for occupancy, now he's full every day.
And they've done a great job with that building.
That's what they have, and they have wonderful food. They were proud to be a member of the chamber. The Chicken Express, the Chicken Express has never been a member of the chamber, and they're now a member of the chamber. We had one of the biggest ribbon cuttings we've had over there about 3 weeks ago, and we had 30 people cutting the ribbons, and he fed us. So, you know, Mark Clayton, the city manager here, said, you know, it's good to have a crowd when you get free food. So, one of those things. But 1024 Ranch, it's kind of, you know, we're into doing agriculture as well. And 1024 Ranch is one of our new members. Reed Entertainment. We're trying to be diverse in some of the new things we bring in as well.
Now, Reed Entertainment is in Sulphur Springs.
Right, they're in Sulphur Springs. Downtown Art Party is from Greenville. And they had their first art party over here last week at the Mankinson. And they bring a bottle of wine and a canvas, and they let you paint. And it's something that's really fun. RBS Roofing is one of our new ones. West Girls in Texas. Texas is one of the new ones. We have about seven or eight right now that are on the books to be voted in this next week. And next time we talk, I'll tell you about some more.
Hey, you're telling me also that you're seeing interest in people buying property downtown?
Yes, buying and leasing both. I've had two gentlemen call me this last week that are considering purchasing buildings in downtown Commerce. And one of them is for office space. One of them, and I don't know what the other one is going to do. But there's some real activity of people that own businesses or business opportunity places downtown that they're for sale. And he's had more and more people calling every day about, hey, what's going on with this building? What can I do with it? What's the zoning? And it's really coming on. I don't know if it's the mural project, which is a great, great asset to downtown Commerce.
Paul, thanks for having a cup of coffee with us.
Thank you very much, John Mark. I appreciate it.
Paul Voss is the director of the Commerce Chamber of Commerce, and you're starting the day with Morning Edition on your station 88.9 KETR.